This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are a couple of big debates swirling around the labor market in this economy right now. Is 3.9% unemployment really full employment? And if it is, why aren't wages going up faster? And with the official jobless rate so low, in other words, that's good for people who often have a hard time finding jobs, why do we hear about so many anecdotal reports of people who can't find jobs? That's especially true for older workers in this economy, people 55 and older. The unemployment rate for them is just 3.1%. But as Janet Babin reports, that number hides a whole lot of challenges those older workers face.
The number of older Americans in the workforce has been on the rise, up about 4% since the Great Recession. That's according to the Labor Department. Economists have lots of theories for why. Fewer pensions, changes in Social Security and 401ks, or this one, being broke and needing to work. And though more older people are working, research from the New School found that half the jobs they take are low-wage, temporary, or gig work. Charlene Pouzeau is pretty much in that category.
I am over 65 years old.
She used to be a quality assurance engineer with Fidelity.
The reason why I'm in this predicament is because in 2008, that's when everything went to hell, if you remember. And I was laid off.
Since then, Pouzeau has had a steady stream of contract positions. She's been out of work, though, since April.
It does get stressful when it takes so long between contracts.
If it takes too long to find work, people can become discouraged and stop looking altogether. The Labor Department even has a category for that, discouraged workers over 55. And since spring, it's almost doubled. One factor working against women like Pouzeau is ageism, says Patrick Button, assistant economics professor at Tulane University.
We basically always found discrimination. However, the discrimination we found was much stronger against older women, and the onset was much earlier.
Button says age discrimination against men starts around 65, but for women, it's around age 50. Software developer Diane Wasserstrom lost her full-time job in 2015.
I'm 51 years old.
She took some time off, rode her bike, volunteered. Last year, she started looking for work.
I was not getting any responses. Not a single company called me for an interview.
Then a program at IBM caught her eye. She took a chance and sent in her resume.
I came in on a tech reentry program as an apprentice or an intern.
After her returnship, as they're sometimes called, IBM hired Wasserstrom full-time. The company says 150 workers from its older apprentice program got jobs since it started last year. It hopes to triple that number next year. And the trend is catching on, with dozens of corporations saying they now offer these older worker reentry programs. Still, the job search for many older people continues.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, go to the other side of the wall, take one of each hand out, then have a seat at any...
The New York Public Library offers classes for people to improve their job skills. The dozen or so students at this class learning to read financial statements look to be solidly middle-aged. I meet a 50-year-old who's working to get her own business off the ground. She asked me to call her Kay so as not to put off potential clients. We speak in whispered tones, and somehow I don't think it's just because we're at the library.
I work in the entertainment media business.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, there's a lot of bias against age.
Kay scans the library handout looking for other courses that might re-up her skills, looking to make the most of the opportunities that should be coming from a tight labor market and strong economy. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.